Biological male dominates girls' cross-country race after struggling against boys. By Paul Bois on November 17, 2022. A biological male track athlete is dominating girls' cross-country competition after deciding to identify as a female. Though the athlete with Seattle Academy finished 72nd place as a freshman last year while running as a boy, the athlete has now reportedly claimed two victories as a 5,000-meter runner now that he identifies as a girl. The victories include a conference championship as well as three top two finishes in eight races this season, according to Fox News. While competing as a boy, he never finished above 25th place in any given race. During the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association, WIAA, 1A state finals on November 5, the athlete reportedly placed 18th place with a time of 20 minutes 31.3 seconds. If he were competing as a boy in the same race, his time would have put him in 145th place. In last year's Emerald South Conference Championships, the student, then a male, finished in 72nd place in the boys' division with a 20 minutes 40.6 seconds time, noted Fox News. This year, now competing as a girl, he finished in first place with a time of 19 minutes 14.5 seconds, a school record. In the 14th annual Twilight XC Invitational this year, the athlete came in 12th place. Last year, the athlete came in 134th place in the same competition with a time only 2.6 seconds slower than his 12th place victory this year. A coach in the students' conference told Libs of TikTok that allowing males to compete against biological girls deprives other girls' teams of the chance to compete at state. If he competed in the boys' division, he would place 56th on the boys' team, the coach said. Likewise, a father complained that his daughter is now competing against a male for scholarships. And we can't even say anything. You can't even approach it in a nice way without being labeled a hateful bigot. You will get threats against you, the father lamented. The Washington Interscholastic Activities Association, WIAA, adopted the International Olympic Committee's policy on transgender athletes in 2007, which stipulated that males can compete in women's sports so long as they undergo surgery and have 2 years of hormone treatment. However, just last year, the WIA reversed that policy and by eliminating all requirements of medical evaluation, stating that athletes can participate in activities in a manner that is consistent with their gender identity, according to Fox News. Seattle Academy did not respond when reached for comment. In August, an op-ed in the Washington Post authored by Alyssa Rosenberg went as far as to argue that men in women's sports could actually be a good thing for young girls by teaching them the art of losing gracefully. A first-place finish or another win won't ultimately be the key to a college scholarship, an Olympic berth, or the attentions of a pro scout, wrote Rosenberg. Under these circumstances, parents have an obligation to foster not just excellence, but a sense of perspective, proportion and good sportsmanship. Hard work is important. But, sometimes, it won't be enough, and not only in situations where someone else is cheating, she concluded.